It's going towards 8 minutes past six and time to look at developments on the market. The All Share ends the day up in the green, so do industrials and the top 40, while financials, resources and gold end the day down in the red. Portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, joins us in studio. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Talk us through the day's developments. What happened?
Yeah, so looking at it, another positive day on our market, which is fairly good. The Rand also got a little bit stronger for a change, so we're back towards the 14 Rand level. But yeah, a lot of the gains were driven again by the heavyweight industrial counters. So the main, I suppose, price point is not really news, but the thing that traders are talking about is that Naspers, which owns MultiChoice and Tencent, among other things, hit 4,000 Rand a share today, which it just before 4 a.m. and it was also just absolutely dominated the day's volume. So, you know, we already know that it makes up a large chunk of the index, but today it also made up 30% of the entire market's trade. So one in three, it's a lot.
Interesting developments. Now tell us about Mr. Price results. How did they fare?
Yeah, so Mr. Price also looking pretty good. We did get a trading statement out of Mr. Price, a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Also, a lot better than expectations. So we saw like-for-like sales up about 4.6%, but the diluted HEPS up 23.6%. So we did see the company guiding for this a couple of weeks ago, so there shouldn't have been too much of a surprise there. But the market still received the announcement very, very positively in the context of what's been happening with the other retailers. So, you know, these numbers are coming off a fairly low base, but very, very strong sales in apparel, and I mean revenue up 6.7%. It's a good result when you consider, if we look at Woolworths, for example, it's also just released. Woolworths doing okay in the food, but Woolies apparel business, in like-for-like terms, down 2.4%. So it looks like Mr. Price taking market share away from Woolies, and I think this is just, the general, I suppose, consumer environment. You know, Mr. Price's apparel offering really targeted at that fashion value kind of
and very
market.
Affordable.
It's affordable, exactly. It's not quite discount clothing, but certainly I think shoppers that are looking to replace wardrobes are starting to buy down, and Mr. Price definitely benefiting from that, as well as I think a new marketing approach, which is their omni-channel marketing.
And
seeing more traction gained in their online space as well, which is very encouraging.
Lastly, what's expected from the December fuel price adjustment?
So we did see oil prices coming back a little bit today as guys get a little bit nervous around the OPEC meeting on the 30th of November. It is widely expected that OPEC is going to extend the cuts into 2018, so they currently will expire in March 2018, and they're expected to push that out for the whole of 2018, so they will be cutting supply out of the market, which should lift oil prices, which is good for some investment companies, but certainly not good for consumers. And we saw today the oil price did come back slightly, but with the Rand just as weak as it is, we're seeing probably a predicted petrol price jump of 70 cents per litre come December. So it's going to be tough.
Not looking forward to that.
Going to be difficult for anyone driving.
Tough times. We'll leave it there for this evening. Thank you so much for your contribution. Portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, with the day's market wrap.